Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hey everyone, thank you all for tuning into Biz My Kids, the quarantine edition. My name is Nikki Watson, and I just want to let you know that our future is so bright. Why? You're about to see young scholars pour their heart out, want to know, what does it take to be successful? They'll be interviewing today's business leaders to learn how to be tomorrow's business leaders. They will break down those communication barriers between different generations. Check them out.
Kids, where we train the kings and queens of the future. Today, I'm here with Miss Reese. She's an executive at Adidas, and today we're just going to talk a bit about it. Thank you. Take it away, guys.
Wow, so.
What does product, price, promotion, and place mean to you, or the four P's of sports marketing?
That's a good question. I think for us in sports marketing, because my job is so relational. We don't really care about price points. You know, our whole goal is to build relationships with our athletes, their families, again, so that we can have that authentic, the authentic relationship so we can service our athletes to the best of their ability. So it's like a James Harden, right? We build a relationship with a gentleman like himself. We get to know him and who he is. So when we do create product that is focused around him and his brand, it's authentic to the consumer and it's authentic to him. But for us, it's not really priceless. It's more relational, if that answers your question.
It does actually answer my question. And so I thought you were going to talk more about, like, price. Because originally I thought that when I saw a sports marketing manager, I thought it was, like, you do ads and, like, photo shoots, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I was going to ask what financial tips have you learned from being a sports marketing manager, if you have learned any?
Most definitely. So we have nice budgets, right? And so I think with us, when it comes to financial, just being a hyper-focus. And what that means is it's like focusing on a particular consumer, a particular area, so that we can use the finances and our resources to the best of our ability and our money can go longer, right? So being hyper-focused and being able to segment a particular consumer or area so that, you know, our financial and our resources, our tools, our athletes, they're more impactful. You know, it's not watered down. Okay.
In email, are you challenged by your male counterfeits, or do they try and downplay you or your position?
You know what? I'm really hard to be downplayed. I have an extremely strong personality. And I think because I'm a hooper, And I know the sport that I work in. I've really found, like, at Adidas, all my male counterparts have been extremely empowering. And they respect the fact that I'm a former hooper. I know what this game's about and my knowledge of the game. So I could actually say that's why I feel so blessed to be working at a place like Adidas, because every single male counterpart and somebody who may be a manager or higher than myself, not a manager, a senior or a director, they've all been empowering. So no, like, I get the respect when I walk in the building. And also, just as a Black woman, I demand it, right? Like, so, and I'm going to demand it by the way I carry myself, how I show up. I'm prepared. I'm always professional. And if you want the smoke, you can get the smoke, too. But I just show up, and I represent my mom and my dad and all the ancestors before me. So I don't ever have a problem with male counterparts. That was a great question, though.
And that is, since you already kind of spoke on, like, some of the people that you work with or have worked with, so what was your favorite person to work with, or your favorite person to get to know and really, like, meet their family and enjoy their presence?
I think I think about all the people, like, athletes and people I met at Nike as well as Adidas. I'll say two people. So Patrick Beverley from the Los Angeles Clippers. If you guys know him on the court, like, he's, like, hated because he plays so hard. He's at 150% all the time. Like, he gets under his opponent's skin. But he was just a super remarkable person because he cares. He cares about the community. He cares about the youth in the community. And I also met his mother, who was this, it made sense why he was such a stand-up guy, because his mother was an amazing woman. So Patrick Beverly most definitely is one of my favorites. And then Pusha T. Push, good guy, super authentic. And again, he cares. And he cares for the right reasons. Just like Patrick Beverly, they care for the right reasons. And when I say that, they care because they are the same kids who I manage in regards to legacy, right? They come from the same backgrounds, the same communities, the same tough times, and they're using their influence and their platform to help other people's lives. So those would be my two favorite, Pat Bev and Pusha T.
So my question really so y'all made shoes called Shackle Sneakers, and I would like to know, where did y'all get y'all name from? Because some people think that is very offensive.
I'm gonna have to, what kind of questions are these? Y'all gotta prep me for these type of questions. Well, actually, that was, I don't want to speak out of turn. So what I say there is, I wasn't at Adidas when that particular piece of product, I don't even know if it was released or not, but I do know that it was a designer who actually created that. I don't want to speak on things that, I mean, I was not necessarily with the brand. I don't think that's right. I'm not with that at all, being an African-American woman. I think sometimes people just aren't aware, and they don't have a perspective of, their perspective isn't broadened, right? So if I'm not aware of certain things that you're sensitive to, or I'm not educated about things that may be sensitive to another person or another race, like, I can do things that can be disrespectful, that can just be wrong to do. And I think we have to educate the people who we work with who aren't Blacks, right? We have to educate, I have to educate the men that I work with who aren't women. And for me, I didn't think that was okay. I thought that was super whack, because I think I was at Nike actually when I saw that. And I think it's just a situation where a person thought something was fashionable and it wasn't, and it was completely offensive. And I think a lot of the times with a lot of brands, it's just about knowing, like, you gotta know the room, right? You gotta know what you can and you can't do. And I think the more brands start putting people of color in positions of leadership and empowerment, certain things like that won't even happen, right? Because if you have a Black person in the room and something is a little iffy, that Black person can be like, hey, you know what? That's not right. And this is the reason why it's not right. Or anybody for that case, right? If you're an expert at something, you can catch things or catch mistakes before they go out to the masses. And I think that as a brand and all these other brands, they're really trying to focus on diversifying leadership so that stuff like that won't get out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ms. Nikki.
What are y'all female athletes that y'all work with?
Okay, I think they may be misquoting, but from an WNBA standpoint, I think we have one of the most extensive rosters. So we have Candace Parker, Shanae Onyeka, we have Chelsea Gray, Alexis Jones. Ooh, we have a lot. I'm trying to think of other female athletes. Tori Bowie, the track athlete. And we're trying to expand, but we have a ton of WNBA athletes. I don't know their names all off top. And I only work in basketball, so forgive me if I don't know other categories athletes. Trying to think. I think now that, like, you know, equality is a really big thing, right? Women are just, you know, we're on the same playing field as men. And I know that at our brand, our focus is women's sports and really trying to elevate and highlight the female athlete. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe I was just on a call the other day and we signed, I think, 3 or 4 new college women who are going to be playing in the WNBA, hopefully this summer. So yeah, our portfolio when it comes to WNBA and female athletes is growing every year. But they get the same treatment as the guys.
Hi. So
hi, how you doing?
You said you worked at Nike, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why'd you choose to go to Adidas even though Nike's net worth is higher?
I don't I'm not looking, because that's Nike's network, right? That's not mine. So for me, it's just like, I want to be able to experience as much as I can, as many brands as possible. And then too, I wanted to get into sports marketing, because when I was at Nike, I was in brand marketing. So brand marketing is more so activating events around footwear, campaigns, and athletes. Sports marketing is dealing directly with the athlete. So for me, I knew that I wanted to start in brand marketing so I can learn that side of the business. And then once I had that expertise, I wanted to transition over to actually working with athletes. So that's the reason why.
All right. So I was wondering, what were your challenges to get where you was at now? What are the challenges you had to face?
Okay. I think being Black and being a woman, right, that's a challenge in itself, but being in a corporate setting. So corporate is different. Corporate is like, there are all these little nuances, these rules that aren't really written, just knowing how to maneuver and deal with egos, right? When you play in basketball, because I was a professional athlete majority of my life. And so when you play a sport, it's cut and dry. You're either good or you're not good, right? There's no gray. There's no middle. It's either yes or no. When you get in corporate America, there's more gray than there is yes and no. There's more gray there than there is good or bad. And for me, the challenge was being able to maneuver through that matrix, understanding how to build real relationships where people vouch for you so you can get that promotion or you can get that next job. And then just being able to like speak the corporate language, you know, I talk different when I'm there. When I'm with my friends, it's different. Understanding the verbiage, understanding how, you know, things really work in a space that is usually not as welcoming to, you know, minorities. But again, the goal is to change that with everything that's happening in the world. But for me, I think that was the most difficult difficult situation.
Say thank you for being on the call with us, talking to us, and sharing your experience. Today we talked about how you worked at Nike and how you were a basketball player and how all these things have shaped you to become a woman in corporate America, a woman of a minority at that. So thank you, and we appreciate the experience that you've passed on to us. Thank you guys, and tune in for the next episode of BMK. My well wish is to the family of George Floyd, more specifically his daughter, and all the protesters, that they are able to make it home safely to their family and still be able to make a difference in their eyes, in their grandchildren's eyes, and make a difference.
Awesome.
Wishes are to everybody's families, of the people that died by police brutality.
My well wishes go to like everybody who lost big opportunities due to coronavirus, COVID-19.
Oh, okay. My well wishes is to all the seniors, because like they didn't really get to graduate like that, to spend their last high school and stuff with everybody. They had to do it through virtually, and I know that they will like to walk across the stage and hear their name called.
My well wish is to the people that are walking the streets and protesting stuff.
Well, my well wish is to every human being on the face of the planet, right? We're asking that God come and do what he do. But most importantly, to my parents, today is their 43-year anniversary. So yeah, like I know what real love is because they have been a great example for 43 years.
Thank you for watching Business Minds Kids, where we train the kings and queens of the future.